Блок 5. Аудирование. Вы услышите беседу преподавателя и студента. Заполните пропуски в высказываниях с 1 по 5 словами в количестве 3 в соответствии с услышанным в тексте. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Okay, so have you got a piece of paper and a pen? You'll need to take lots of notes before writing up your final learner contract.
Yes.
Right, I want to explain a few things to you first before you decide what your objectives are for the course. Then we'll check the contract to make sure the deadlines you've set for achieving your objectives are realistic. Don't forget to bring it in each week, as we'll use it at the beginning of each lesson to help us decide what to concentrate on. And then at the end, so you can choose what homework you want to do.
It sounds like lots of work to me.
Yes. Well, it is in the beginning, because you probably aren't used to being so responsible for your own learning. But you'll see after a few lessons that you'll be much more motivated, because you'll see that what we do in class is relevant to your own needs. Haven't you ever thought that your teacher was teaching you something only because it's in the textbook?
Yes, that's true. I was only interested in half the things we learnt last year.
Well, maybe you'll be more interested this year when you understand why you are doing something and how it's relevant to what you want to learn.
Maybe. So what exactly do I write on my learner contract?
Well, it depends first on your level. It's no good a beginner student saying he wants to be bilingual at the end of a 3-week course. What would you say your level of English is? Elementary? Intermediate? Advanced?
I don't know. I'm not a teacher.
I know that. But just think a little about how much you know already. Do you think you could be bilingual by the end of the semester?
No.
Okay, then. So think again about your level.
I may be an intermediate?
Yes, I think you're right. You're also a business student, so you could concentrate your objectives around gaining confidence talking on the telephone with a non-native speaker, or learning formulae used in professional emails, for example.
Okay, I can use those as my first two objectives.
Yes, but are they really what you want and need to work on?
Yes, my internship next semester is with a Spanish-French company, but they all speak in English.
Right. Well, that's a good start then. How quickly do you think you can learn how to write emails?
Well, I could do that for next week.
Really? How much time can you study English this week?
Well, only an hour, because I've got an essay to write for my management class.
In that case, I think you should be much more realistic with your target deadlines. Have a think about how much study time you have each week first. Okay, so have you got a piece of paper and a pen? You'll need to take lots of notes before writing up your final learner contract.
Yes.
Right, I want to explain a few things to you first before you decide what your objectives are for the course. Then we'll check the contract to make sure the deadlines you've set for achieving your objectives are realistic. Don't forget to bring it in each week, as we'll use it at the beginning of each lesson to help us decide what to concentrate on. And then at the end, so you can choose what homework you want to do.
It sounds like lots of work to me.
Yes. Well, it is in the beginning, because you probably aren't used to being so responsible for your own learning. But you'll see after a few lessons that you'll be much more motivated, because you'll see that what we do in class is relevant to your own needs. Haven't you ever thought that your teacher was teaching you something only because it's in the textbook?
Yes, that's true. I was only interested in half the things we learnt last year.
Well, maybe you'll be more interested this year when you understand why you are doing something and how it's relevant to what you want to learn.
Maybe. So what exactly do I write on my learner contract?
Well, it depends first on your level. It's no good a beginner student saying he wants to be bilingual at the end of a 3-week course. What would you say your level of English is? Elementary? Intermediate? Advanced?
I don't know. I'm not a teacher.
I know that. But just think a little about how much you know already. Do you think you could be bilingual by the end of the semester?
No.
OK, then. So think again about your level.
I may be an intermediate?
Yes, I think you're right. You're also a business student, so you could concentrate your objectives around gaining confidence talking on the telephone with a non-native speaker, or learning formulae used in professional emails, for example.
Okay, I can use those as my first two objectives.
Yes, but are they really what you want and need to work on?
Yes, my internship next semester is with a Spanish-French company, but they all speak in English.
Right. Well, that's a good start then. How quickly do you think you can learn how to write emails?
Well, I could do that for next week.
Really? How much time can you study English this week?
Well, only an hour because I've got an essay to write for my management class.
In that case, I think you should be much more realistic with your target deadlines. Have a think about how much study time you have each week first.